News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Over 4,000 residents from Rosetown in Kingston are now benefiting from improved roads, water supply and sewage systems following the completion of a major infrastructural development project in their community. The $2 million US project employed over 100 residents from the community over a seven-month period. Funding for the project was raised by His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales through a grant from the government of Kuwait.
Where communities are strong and united, we always have peace. And it's not difficult for development to take place in such a community.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking at the dedication ceremony on Thursday. Come March 1, 2014, the Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ will introduce its mandatory e-filing system. The TAJ is stepping up its sensitization campaign in preparation for the rollout. Senior Client Relationship Manager Corporate Services at the TAJ, Gerard Edmond, says the sensitization program began last month and is expected to continue into next year.
If it is that persons are not online as yet, I strongly urge and recommend that don't wait until March 1 to get your things sorted out. It's a very simple process and there are inherent benefits to be derived from utilizing the system now. On-site registration is available if needed, so you can always call up customer care, make that request. Or if you have a client relationship manager, you can always contact your client relationship manager for that one-on-one type of assistance.
Mr. Edmond was addressing a Jamaica Exporters Association breakfast forum. Work has been completed on irrigation systems for two agroparks in Yala St. Thomas and Ebony Park, Clarendon. The agroparks are part of a three-year initiative implemented by the government to assist in the creation of employment, increase agricultural output, reduce the national food import bill, and stimulate food exports. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says design work has been completed for the installation of an irrigation system at Spring Plain in Clarendon.
We have already identified 100 acres there for onions, and we're moving full speed ahead with that one. Land preparation is well on its way, and there is irrigation water available in that general area. So we are well on our way.
Minister Clark was speaking with journalists during a recent tour of the Amity Hall Agropark in St. Catherine. The House of Representatives has approved five orders under the Proceeds of Crime Act POCA as part of measures to combat the issue of money laundering. The orders take effect in 2014 and will cover non-financial businesses and professionals.
Criminals often need to use the services of these professions and others to launder their illicit cash. As a consequence, having these professionals being subjected to anti-money laundering measures is, in our view, a strong deterrent to launderers and should also assist law enforcement in tracking assets where these professionals make the required disclosures under law.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. The move follows recent amendments to POCA, which, among other things, places a limit of $1 million on cash transactions with financial institutions. The government is revising the National Youth Policy to incorporate a monitoring and evaluation system to allow for the tracking of achievements and the status of activities included in the policy. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the policy will also incorporate the government's approach in addressing emerging issues affecting youths.
We have put in place all the work for revision. The concept paper has been written to write the new policy. And the new policy will not only see things to take into consideration how the globe has changed, how Jamaica has changed, how our young people have changed, but it will have with it certain instruments to make sure that it's implemented, that there's a cost-benefit analysis that goes with it, so that if you don't implement it, here is what the cost is going to be to the country if you don't put youth programs in place.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a National Youth Forum on Thursday. Revision of the policy is being informed by the findings of the 2010 Jamaica National Youth Survey. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.